Thank you for coming to our financial results meeting despite your busy schedule. I would like to also thank you for your patronage to our group companies, as always. Without further ado, I would like to go straight into my presentation and talk about our financial results. We have 167 pages to cover today. It's a lot to cover. I was thinking I might not be able to finish at 6 p.m. It might go past 6 p.m. by 10 minutes, but I would like to talk as fast as I can and be pinpointed. Now, without further ado, I would like to go ahead and get started. First of all, is our third quarter consolidated results. Revenue was 193.57 billion. So this is from April to December, and it was up by 8% year-over-year. And profit before income tax expense was up by 8.9% at 33.405 billion. Profit attributable to owners of the company was 25.134 billion, up by 24.1%. ROE up until December 2016 was 6.8%. Compared to the previous fiscal year, it was up by 1.3 points. Here is cash flow. Net cash generated from operating activities went up substantially. It was 25.408 billion. As for net cash generated from investment activities, it went down, and net cash used in financing activities was up. With regards to dividends, we paid 10 yen at the interim period. Year-end is to be decided, but basically our policy, we are planning to achieve a total shareholder return ratio of 40% as calculated by the sum of dividend payouts and share repurchase cost as the lower limit for the fiscal year. We used to say it's going to be around this level, but this will now be a minimum. And we implemented a share repurchase of approximately 8 billion yen during August 3rd to September the 5th, 2016, of SBI shares. But in any case, we would like to think about dividends on its own, regardless of whether we do share buybacks or not. And we continue to do shareholder benefits. This time around, the shareholder benefits are better than before and improved. Here is our customer base for the group. Used to be about 1.6 million, but it has been increasing then. It has been exceeding 21 million now. It's been growing in the ranks of 1.6 million. And we have about 156 consolidated subsidiaries and 26 consolidated partnerships. And we have a total number of consolidated subsidiaries that are 182, including equity method companies. We have a total of 219 companies. The total of employees as of end of December was 4,476because we sold off Narumiya International, and now it's non-consolidated. And that decreased our employee base by 1,486 people. But even so, the employee base has been growing. So highlights of each segment results are here. So for the financial services business, revenue was up by 7.3% at 129.3 billion. Asset management business went up by 9.4%, reaching 60.058 billion. Biotechnology related went up by 32.3% at 4.805 billion. Others is going to come down and phase out. So this is the typical type of others business. On a profit basis, financial services business went down slightly by 0.8% at 37.426 million. And the asset management business went up substantially at 9.622 billion. And biotechnology related business went down and expanded in the decrease at 3.494 billion. But this is in a good way, and I will elaborate about this later. So I would like to break out and elaborate the financial services business a little bit more. First is the securities-related business. Here, we show the average daily individual brokerage trading value, which went down by -20.6%. Amid such circumstances, our operating revenue was down by 1% only. Net operating revenue was down by 0.5%. This is on a J-GAAP basis for SBI Securities. For operating income, it was down by 6.7%, reaching 28.195 billion, and ordinary income was down by about the same degree. However, profit attributable to the owners of the company was increased by 12.8%, reaching 20.988 billion. Comparing with other competitors, I think the competition amongst online securities companies is over. I declared that before, and you could see that evidently when you look at these results. Going forward, we're going to be competing mainly with the face-to-face brokers. That's what I've been saying as always. In the Nikkei newspaper, they talk about redemptions, and they separate out online securities brokers and face-to-face brokers. We'll be talking about our corporate business later, but we are continuing to expand our business, and there is no meaning to separate these two segments. It doesn't make sense in breaking them out into online brokers and face-to-face brokers. It's nonsense. It is an old-school way of thinking about things. Here is SBI Securities stock brokerage trading value and commissions. The trading value was down in line with the market. As for commissions, the fees of smaller lot customers pay higher fees. Compared to market trends, commissions didn't go down as much. It's down by only 10.6%. As for open interest credit balance, once again, it's down by 15.1%. For net financial revenue, due to downward rigidity, it only went down by 4.7% year-over-year. SBI Securities trading gains and losses trend. Due to the FX driving the business, we were able to see the gains go up substantially. Trading gains went up by 57.8% year-over-year. What drove this was where it says here, SBI Group or SBI Liquidity Market, as well as SBI FXT. These two FX-related companies drove performance. SBI FXT is a subsidiary of SBI Liquidity Market. Security companies, banks, for those who don't even have an account, are able to do FX trading with us. That's the purpose of establishing this company. For Liquidity Market, we address customers who have accounts at securities companies and bank accounts. For FX trade or FXT, we established this company in 2011 May, and we have been seeing substantial growth. The number of accounts is now 169,836, and deposits are 35.7 billion. Operating income up until the third quarter is close to 2.1 billion. On a year-over-year basis, it's been growing by 43.9%. SBI Group grew by only 7.5%, which includes FXT, in fact. However, you can see how stellar FXT's performance has been. As for the number of accounts at SBI Securities, we continue to see growth. Currently, it is at 3.742 million accounts. That's as of December. We are continuing to see growth. Especially when you look at this inclination, our inclination is different from our competition. We have continued to go through steady growth. Also, deposit assets of customers have exceeded 10 trillion. Even if you add these three companies, we are even higher. In the same year, in the same way, we started an online securities business, but we have been able to create such a great difference between ourselves and competition. Our share is 34.9% for a share of individual stock trading value. Here, when you see 23.4%, Nomura and Daiwa are included. In the individual market, we are now have sole control over the market, and we show the share of individual margin trading value here, but we've been able to grow our share to 36.2%. ETF and REITs are now included. If we didn't include those numbers, our share would be 40-something%, and others will pretty much be diminished. But we now include ETF and REIT. For NISA and new customer acquisition, we finally have reached 930,000. And for NISA, Junior NISA, it's about one-third of Japan's entire Junior NISA accounts now that we have been accounting for. Whether it be for NISA, the government has been promoting this initiative as a strategy to promote savings to investments, and we have been able to create a difference between ourselves and Daiwa, and we are trying to go after Nomura now. We have a lot of new customers. 47.3% of our customers are new, out of which 66.5% are beginner investors, which means 31.5% of the total are beginner investors. When you look at the entire market, beginners are 25.8%. We have more customers who are beginners in investing. So this also talks about FX trading. And in the deposit assets ranking, we overwhelm other companies. And number of accounts continue to grow steadily, and the inclination of this line compared to others is completely different. Then why have we been able to grow so well? For example, when there are big events, the FX market tends to be volatile, and in a volatile market, people tend to expand spreads so that they won't make a loss. However, when Brexit occurred, the dollar-yen spread at most was 0.18. Company A disconnected the rate delivery for approximately 1.5 minutes. Company B had a spread of US dollars and Japan yen at 3 yen at most, and between the pound and the Japanese yen, it was 8 yen at most. And when Mr. Trump was selected and won the presidential elections, our maximum dollar-yen spreads were 0.058 at most, but other companies were 0.073 or 0.141. So basically, it's not about gaining or losing. We ensure that we don't generate a loss, but we basically apply a customer-centric principle, and we work hard. And in the end, we are able to generate profit. So that is the skills and capabilities we have in this area of business. Increased volatility contributes to a performance boost. When volatility happens, people tend to sell shares, but in the case of SBI, when our share prices go down, I personally think that you should buy our shares because on June the 24th, the U.K. referendum of EU membership occurred, and our operating profit was, on a monthly average, was 10.2 billion. Monthly trading value of SBI Securities was 8.1 trillion. And when nothing happens, operating income is about 7.6 billion on average and 7.5 trillion in monthly trading value. And the third quarter was when the U.S. presidential elections occurred, and Mr. Trump was selected on November the 9th. And operating income on a monthly average was 10.4 billion, and monthly trading value of SBI Securities was 7.8 trillion. So the higher the volatility, the more profit we are able to generate. And obviously, this trend is the same for other brokers, but we have been able to make more money on an absolute basis. And it seems that institutional investors, not them, but rather the individual investors, react to these events even more. So the same thing applies for FX. This is June the 24th. SBI Liquidity Markets operating income before allocations monthly average was 3.9 billion when this event occurred. During the July-September period, it was 2.9 billion. FX trades operating income also was 800 million during the first quarter, but 700 million in the third quarter.
And what about 2017? There are many events. January 24th. The UK Supreme Court, the ruling on lawsuit on parliamentary approval for Brexit. So what would happen to the approval from the parliament or not? And in March, a lower house election in the Netherlands. The impact would be rather big there. And the April, the presidential election in France, and June National Assembly election in France. So the ultra-right parties are gaining momentum, and they are against EU, and they're based on populism, and they are far right and against immigration. And August to October, German federal elections to the Bundestag. So in France and Germany, if there are unexpected results, that could lead to the collapse of EU, and they would be huge events. The banking-related business, in March, accumulated basis for three quarters on a J-GAAP basis, the ordinary profit, the 10,400 million, while 1 year before 11,698 million, and so the IFRS basis, this means that the 2,260 million yen of the SBI Holdings equity in the earnings of the SBI Sumishin Net Bank still up 12.7% year on year. The IFRS involves the various the elements and the factors, but still we are making the rigid, solid control. The deposits as of December end, we exceeded 4 trillion yen, and they were next 3,235.8 billion yen. So this 4 trillion or the 3 trillion yen, if these two were combined, that would make 7.2 trillion yen of banking deposit. So exceeding 7 trillion yen line. Among the regional banks, the ranking, we would be among the top 10. That would be interesting. That could be an interesting perspective. Well, of course, the question is why SBI Sumishin should be combined with Daiwa Next. But certainly that is one the element for potential combination of the two entities. The number of accounts, the other 2,746,000 accounts. We were a rather latecomer in the other banking operation, but the other we are already dominant. The other 2,528.5 billion yen of the balance of housing loans, and the other we exceeded 3.2 trillion yen level on an accumulative basis as of December 9th, 2016. The SBI Sumishin directly the processed at housing loans and the or the other through real estate companies or through the other some other bank entities, but the other this the net bank is creating the customers, and the other we are also making progress for the flat at 35. When we sold Alfie, I thought that there are two other entities, similar entities, which was not good. So we sold one of them, and we, and the remaining one is showing steady growth. And from the June 2016, we provide services of Group Credit Life through Internet Conclusion type application. We should be the winner in the life insurance. And for that, we need a mechanism. And so the Group Credit Life is one of the pieces in the picture. Using the SBI Life. And we expect continuous growth. And on the long term, this is going to be one of the pillars to support our revenue in insurance. And because of the negative interest rate, the refinancing demands are increasing year on year, the 3.5 times. And the card loans, as of October 19th, 2015, we exceeded 100 billion yen level, and now we reached 125 billion, reducing the minimum interest rate to 1.89% in June 2016. The auto insurance, now we are looking at number of contracts and change in insurance premium income. Most of them are increasing two-digit growth, 11%, 12%. And so we are making growth continuously. Still, loss ratio, operating expense ratio are coming down. And the combined ratio, the combination of the former two, now 88.9%, minus 5.8 points. So SBI Insurance is now be able to continue to be profitable company. SBI Life is also steadily growing with the ordinary income of 2,032 million and with solvency margin of 1,221.5% with 110,000 number of contracts with annualized premium of 8,112 million yen. So the acquisition that was a success. Now, the small amount short-term insurance companies, the SBI Resta and the SBI Iki Iki, acquired in March 2012 and in March 2013, respectively. And the Nihon SSI, acquired in September 2016, the double-digit the growth for the first two SSIs, especially for SBI Iki Iki. And this Nihon SSI will show stronger growth. Asset management business, as I mentioned earlier, the 60.1 billion yen for revenue and the other 9.6 billion for profit before income tax expense. And for the domestic securities, for the nine consecutive months, the profit and losses, 5.2 billion, and overseas, minus 1.8 billion. And the other IPO, 16 for the 2015, and the other 17 for the fiscal year 2016. And now the other funds in the Korea, the 31.1 billion yen of the amount. In this fund and in Taiwan and Brunei, the number one fund is completed. The 2008 and 2010 were the number one funds for Taiwan and Brunei, respectively, and the number two funds in the two the regions will be doubled. For Brunei, it's exactly doubled. And the Islamic the Development Bank is also included in the Brunei, so it's going to be a very significant case. In Korea, SBI Savings Bank is also increasing the balance of performing loans with 3,791.1 billion won, and driven by the retail performing loans increase. In particular, this retail the credits are driven by the medium interest rate, the credit loan product called SIDA, interest rates of 6.9% through 13.5%. Year-on-year basis in Korea, it is from January through December. And that is the financial year. And year-on-year basis, 71.7% increase. As to overall delinquency ratio, I promised to decline it to lower below 10%, and now it stands at 9.6%. We have fulfilled our promise with the retail delinquency at 5.7%, and based on Korean standards. Based on the K-GAAP, including before consolidation, the net income achieved historical high. I mean, some people said that the entity would go under, but right after the acquisition, it went to positive profitability, and now we have reached historical high. January through December 2016, the 7.2 billion yen, the profit was produced. It is about time to think about their future picture for the entity. Now we are on that stage, maybe the partial selling or the IPO. If it is IPO, rather than to IPO at savings bank, maybe we would like to change it to the commercial bank first. Compared to the smaller commercial banks, our entity has even bigger the deposit balance. So I would like to discuss with the Korean authorities. Morningstar, the very solid for five consecutive years, net sales increased, and the operating income and net income achieved an increase for seven consecutive years, ordinary income for eight consecutive years. Operating income and ordinary income for 9 months achieved an historical high for five consecutive years. So the double-digit growth was recorded. Biotechnology-related business, there are three crown marks, meaning the positive profitability. SBI Biotech and Quark Pharmaceuticals were holding back with the 5.2 billion yen losses. Because Quark is now working on the third stage, phase III, the clinical tests. And in 2017, there is going to be a peak of the expenses, but the 2019, we are going to have the decrease in the expenses. And for Photonics, we expect the positive profit, and already in the positive profit, but the level will be even better. And the SBI Biotech concludes an inclusive license agreement with Kyowa Hakko Kirin for SBI-9674. And this is for the autoimmune disease related the drug. And now the Kyowa Hakko Kirin will have exclusive the right, and this is the out-licensing example. And the SBI Biotech receives an upfront payment for Kyowa Hakko Kirin from Kyowa Hakko Kirin. And going forward, SBI Biotech will receive the milestone royalties from development and distribution, as well as from product sales. SBI Pharmaceuticals received the Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry Award at the 10th Japan BioVenture Awards. And as a result of the high devaluation of the five ALA related initiatives. And the SBI ALA promos ALA Plus Toe-Down won several awards, including the 29th Hit Products and the Spotlight Products Awards. And the high hit products and the Spotlight Products awards, and the award for the shining naming and promotion. SBI ALA promo, 631 million, the +161.4%, and ALA Plus Toe-Down, the +44.5%, +26.4% quarter-to-quarter. This big growth was recorded. Among the 619 foods with function claims received by the Consumer Affairs Agency, the ALA Plus Toe-Down, the 30 capsules was ranked 14th, and 10 capsules was ranked the 25th in the sales in November 2016. Here, I would like to be even more enthusiastic about the DSMEI Group's managerial key issues since the inception of 1999, achieving dramatic growth since its establishment by forming an acquisitive structure.
First of all, from day one, the things that we have raised as our management issue is on the left-hand side. Heighten the customer satisfaction and competitive advantage and establish a customer base by far. And through that, the business strategies in order to solve the issues is to establish a business ecosystem that crosses over diverse financial service businesses. I call it Fintech 1.0, and thoroughly pursue the group synergy. Fintech 1.0 was completed in 2016, and currently, Fintech 1.5 and 2.0 era, towards that era, we are creating a new business or a new ecosystem. The second point is the stable growth of both profit and profit. We started off as a securities company. Therefore, the stock market, we are impacted by the market situation. How can we reduce that as much as possible is the key issues within the management issues that I think of. And as the efforts within the financial ecosystem, largely reduce the dependency towards stock brokerage trading value within the securities-related business. This is going to be SBI Securities' target in order to diversify the revenue source. And also, from the overall group perspective, we would like to enter the bank and insurance business that is less affected by the stock market and expand our business operations. This is something that we have been doing. And efforts outside the finance ecosystem is to enter the bio-related business, which is considered to be the defensive industry. It does take time to be successful, but it has a high margin. And once it succeeds, especially ADA type of products that we have that is already patented, and others cannot follow a type of product. With this kind of product, we would like to improve the margin and surely grow as a biotechnology company. And through a global business expansion, we would like to seek the revenue resource diversity. The third is expand network value. Collaboration with regional financial institutions and fintech venture investee companies through establishment of fintech fund. Strengthen relationships with regional financial institutions through SBI Regional Bank Value Creation Fund, which is scheduled to be newly established. Promote open innovation through alliance with IBM Japan. Establish a next-generation remittance system through a Japan Bank Consortium, centrally produce domestic and cross-border payment with 43 domestic banks. Enhance API economy through alliance with external companies. This is fairly new business strategy in order to resolve issues. And right now, it just happened to be that I'm wearing a blockchain tie. It's not that I went to a shop and asked for a blockchain design necktie. It just happens to be that the shape is the blockchain design. Within my mind right now, for the future strategy, what has the most important position is the blockchain. Right now, the book, my part, is almost completed. And all I have to do is check the overall book. And by the end of February, I would like to complete it and publish it. It will come out from a Nikkei business. When I established the group, the challenge of e-finance, the book was published from Toyo Finance. And right now, I have this excitement as I felt that time. And there's a large social transformation is probably going to happen, including my predictions too, is something that I wanted to write here. And as I have predicted, the world that I predicted, I would like to contribute to establishing that world. And thorough cost reduction. This is something that we should be doing. It's a brilliant cut initiative. Thinking now and looking back, it's an old word, but at one time that was their slogan, and also selection and concentration. Also, the second one is to promote the internal creation of a system development towards internal and the outside, that is SBI Group unique, and aim for a large reduction of system cost. Of course, internal production will be for internal usage, even though we say external usage. But, of course, we are going to sell it to the outside too, in order to largely reduce the system cost, especially moving forward. The fintech technology that we have developed, or a product, we will have them brought in to the regional bank system. And I think those people will be quite useful in that role. And we are now having a collaboration with IBM, so we need them to put their full efforts into the initiatives. Number five is for to actualizing the intrinsic corporate value and further expand the shareholders' return, and promote the IPO of the group companies and aim for the actualization of intrinsic corporate value. We cannot just depend on the market of capital value of 350 billion, but we need to return that to the shareholders. So we would like to further expand our shareholders' return. And endeavoring to become the leading runner in each area by resolving above-mentioned issues and fully equipping the new technology of the FinTech 1.5 and 2.0 era. The first point, establishment of the financial ecosystem and cultivation of new businesses for securing competitive advantage for FinTech 1.0 was completed in 2016. I just want to once again mention what is the business ecosystem. It is the most desirable form of an organization that possesses the requisite efficiency and competitiveness. A business ecosystem is an economic community based on the interaction of organizations and individuals, is my definition. In a business ecosystem, a company is not a member of one industry, but a company belongs to diverse industries. This relationship activates synergies and stimulates mutual growth. This mutual synergies and mutual growth, these are very important. Through this, we will be able to go beyond others and will be able to have a leap growth. And by pursuing thoroughly this synergy, there are three aspects to this. First, number one, intergroup synergy, which is the synergy within the core businesses. Core businesses, securities, banking, and insurance. The next one is the synergy between the core businesses, banking, securities, and insurance amongst them, the synergy that's generated from that. And the third is synergy between the each businesses. For example, asset management, between asset synergy with asset management or with the biotechnology-related businesses and the financial-related businesses, synergy. From these three aspects, we've been pursuing synergy. For example, the core business and outside core business, core business and supporting function company groups, group synergy. And for example, SBI Securities has achieved the 3.74 million accountings, but before there's the foreign exchange company, there's a Morningstar type of company that does the rating, and there is a investment trust product developing company, asset management, there's a Japan Next and others. As you can see here, all these subsidiary company groups, all of them are supporting, will be supporting the SBI Securities growth. And that structure has been established. And furthermore, and the group synergy between core businesses and financial ecosystem. For example, SBI Sumishin Net Bank in year 2000 and Suruga Bank at that time. The SoftBank branch office was created of Suruga Bank, and at that time, I have implemented this synergy, and it has come up with great results. And group synergy between each business, asset management and financial services businesses. What I'm focusing or targeting within the asset management business, the area that I focus is the IT and biotechnology. That's going to be the core industry of the 21st century. That's why I thought we need to focus on that. And that's how we have established our investment strategy. And that finally exactly match with the financial services. And the financial service business, which uses the internet as its main sales channel, is deepening the group's knowledge of IT technologies and leading to more precise investing and high performance. Average IR of 13.1% has been achieved of the operated funds established since the second half of the 1990s. And FinTech 1.0 in 2016 has been completed. And immediately after its completion, we thought, that's not good. FinTech, we need to immediately move to FinTech 1.5. That's how we moved. So the era of FinTech 1.5, 2.0, creation of new businesses towards that. Our creation of the new ecosystem, what is that? First of all, FinTech 1.5 is AI, big data, IoT, and robotics, utilizing elemental technologies. This established a financial ecosystem. And in the middle of 1.5 and 2.0 is the blockchain and the joint development of applications with fintech companies, which connect blockchain with conventional financial systems to create a previous stage of complete financial ecosystem. That's after 1.5. And 2.0 is to have an innovative financial service, complete blockchain financial ecosystem. I made it in a diagram, so it's easier to understand. FinTech 1.0 or 1.5, the World Wide Web was necessary. There's the internet, and on top of that, there's the World Wide Web. And within that, the FinTech 1.0, 1.5 exists. Blockchain does have the premise of the internet, but not necessarily the web. That is the definite difference. Blockchain will have its own original applications utilizing blockchain. This is the most efficient way, is what I think. And there will come a day where we can bring everything into the FinTech 2.0 ecosystem. And this part, it's on the World Wide Web. However, it can utilize the blockchain technology within the World Wide Web world. And this is what I call FinTech 1.5. I've never seen a book that expresses this way of thinking, and papers of overseas, I have never seen it. Anybody who came up with these thoughts, I came up with this idea, and I am taking the lead to move towards this direction. So from FinTech 1.5 to 2.0 transformation, we would like to complete it within 3 years. So responding to the era of the FinTech 1.5 to 2.0 in the SBI Group, we have established the CEO's Office Big Data Office in August 2012. While taking all possible security measures in the handling of customer information, the group undertook the cross-organizational collection and analysis of over 21 million customers' base, vast number of transaction histories and access logs. We have number of groups, page views is 570 million per month, and management and ad serving solutions, 18 companies, advertisement data acquisition, 1 billion transaction of data per month acquisition, and action history, access and logs for 26 sites acquisition. So we have a person in charge of big data, and we have numerous meetings and have the big data analysis meeting and moving forward this initiative. 2016 February, we have established the blockchain promotion department. We have conducted proof of a concept test and assisted with pilot introduction for technology verification accompanying establishment of a joint venture with US-based Ripple, SBI Ripple Asia, and assisted in operation of domestic foreign exchange into unification consortium, gathered information through participation in the R3 International Blockchain Consortium, and research distributed ledger infrastructure. Just information collection is not enough. We need to come up with a proposal or recommendation, a type of position, or else this something that's created by the Anglo-Saxon race, we will just receive that as it is. We, as us, need to express ourselves and having Asia region at the center, we need to create the world and bring it up to the global standard. We have to put our efforts to that level, or else we cannot say we did our jobs. So we have to put our effort into it. And conducted a proof of concept test of group internal KYC, identify verification, AML, anti-money laundering infrastructure using Hyperledger Fabric blockchain technology. Examples of introduction of the new technology in the era of FinTech 1.5 and expansion of new business. I believe today we made the announcement. We have the Wealth Navi for SBI Securities. Implementation of direct login from SBI Securities website to Wealth Navi's website through SSO, single sign-on. We have started the service today. With Wealth Navi, we have a collaboration. And we have made investment here, and the customers can choose on their own and use this service. Which one is better? I mean, the customer can select either one. From our perspective, we just want to provide the best thing. And also, we have launched SBI Fund Robo, a supporting tool in selecting investment trust, on July 2016. This is to propose an investment trust that suits the individual's investment style. And Morningstar has developed their own tools and provided that. And Mizuho Bank, Gaia, ASA, TSU, DK, and also to SBI Securities, we've been providing these services. And it's been 15 companies that are using the robo-advisor offered by Morningstar Japan. So we would like to put our further efforts into this moving forward. At the bank, the business loan service, we would like to actively provide that. And as the first step, we are providing the lending one. Furthermore, Wealth Navi and the bank will collaborate with each other from savings to investment. We would like to further promote the shift from 2016 December. We have a partnership with Wealth Navi, started the provision of instant settlement service. And also, in conjunction with settlements of Visa debit with cash cards, we have first developed Japan's first small amount asset management service. And with Hitachi, Inspire the Next, we have started the demonstration test for advanced loan screening methods utilizing AI and statistics. And at SBI Life, we are going to set the premium that is more personalized, and we also have a collaboration with Fink. And with SBI Savings Bank, this is a Korean bank. The former Yellow Financial Group has changed the name to Daylai Financial Group, and right now with them, using their technology, promoting a screening model upgrade project utilizing FinTech technology. In the 2017 March term, within that term, we'll be able to start this. Through that, the non-performing loans will be further reduced, is what we think. Establishment of international network based on global standard. The first is that we have participated in R3's blockchain consortium. Currently, there are more than 75 financial institutions that are participating in the R3 blockchain consortium. From Japan, Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group, Sumitomo Mitsui Banking Corporation, Mizuho Financial Group, Nomura Holdings, SBI Holdings, and Toyota Financial Services. The participating institutions that are listed in their public announcements. We are also going to make an investment in R3, and I believe that today from R3 we have received an approval to do so. And SBI Ripple Asia, the shareholding of us is 60%. And in the United States with Ripple is a 40% investment. And we have established SBI Ripple Asia, and we have a shareholding of 11.3% for the USA Ripple. Over 30 banks have completed the demonstration test utilizing Ripple Connect, and banks in 9 countries are in a production stage. And also, Ripple received New York's BIT license, a license to engage in virtual currency activity. Their XRP, which is a virtual currency. And also, 6 new financial institutions are now participating in Ripple's global settlement network. Therefore, you can see that is steadily going both businesses.
Next is cultivation of new business and promotion of business efficiency by utilizing blockchain, which is the core technology in the era of FinTech 2.0. First of all, SBI Virtual Currencies. We have made an announcement that we're going to establish this company. What I'm thinking around this company hasn't been elaborated in detail yet, but it's going to be interesting. To give you a little bit of information, SBI Coin, Mitsubishi Mizuho issues their coins, but we've been saying that that we'll start off with 1 yen from long before. Then you'll be able to exchange it with a Mitsubishi coin or a Mizuho coin. That's the kind of exchange we would like to establish. Furthermore, you'll be able to exchange it with cash, but this virtual currency or cryptocurrency, for example, you'll be able to buy bitcoins or XRP. For XRP, the CEO is going to come and see me going forward, and I have plans to make a suggestion. If volatility is an issue, Mitsubishi advertises a fixed type of XRP. Why don't you make that? Mitsubishi, as well as the Japanese players, if we're going to do it with 1 yen, why don't you make XRP 2 that starts at $1 and call it XRP 2? And if we can pair up XRP 2 with SBI coins, we'll be able to do remittances overseas, and that can grow substantially. And depending on the price of XRP, you might be able to buy XRP 1 with XRP 2 or even purchase bitcoins. And also gold is another asset that I'm focusing on. You'll be able to exchange your coins with gold. So it's going to be a world first under a completely new concept that no one is doing right now. So we are trying to develop a business area that no one has been attempting to do yet. So SBI Gold was established on October the 27th, 2016. The preparatory phase is almost over. Gold trading will be realized in Japan. Going back to the correlation of prices of bitcoins and gold prices, the price correlation is opposite in this case, because China announced that they're going to regulate bitcoins and gold prices went up. So this means that gold probably can be utilized to hedge other assets. If XRP or Bitcoin is volatile, it's volatile because there's not enough liquidity. However, if we're able to increase the liquidity, the volatility will decrease. However, there is still volatility because, like I mentioned earlier, if there's volatility, we will be able to make a good business out of it. So, with regards to the gold business, as well as for virtual currency transactions, we would like to follow this trend to grow our businesses. So I'm thinking about this kind of business in with a variety of aspects. And basically, we are trying to apply blockchain to the operation process of bonds from issuance to redemption, and we're working together with Japan IBM. And it says planning to participate here, but we already are participating in a demonstration test conducted to utilize blockchain technology in the infrastructure of the stock market by the Japan Exchange Group in collaboration with IBM. And we have also started to think about applying the technology derivative trading. So for money transfers domestically and for overseas remittances, blockchain is applicable, and we also believe it's applicable for derivative trading. And we would like to accordingly apply blockchain in areas where we believe is a good fit. It's like fintech. In this way, we would like to differentiate ourselves from others. And also, for example, in line with these trends, we would like to engage in bond trading as well as securities trading by applying a blockchain technology and also apply it to the PTS market in doing JGB trading. And we have succeeded in Japan's first blockchain demonstration test for accounting operations. Now, the second point is breaking away from a dependence on the stock market and establishing a business structure to achieve stable growth of earning and profit. In this regard, we've been implementing a variety of measures. Have been trying to decrease our dependence on commissions. And if you look at our results, it used to be 66.7% that was accounted for by commissions, but now it's down to 31.7%. So we have been able to well diversify our earnings base. We would like to bring this down even more to under 20% to around 17% or 18%. Furthermore, for iDeCo, we are promoting the utilization of individual-type defined contribution pension plans. We believe and position iDeCo as a very important strategic product. When you look at financial personal assets in the U.S., equities accounted for a higher portion when 401(k) was introduced. And in the U.K., NISA probably, or ISA, was a driver. So as the government is behind this, as the system has been established, amongst individual personal assets, the positioning of securities is likely to change going forward. To that end, for a long time, from savings to investments, since I've joined Nomura Securities back in 1974, this is something that has been talked about, but nothing has been changing. Savings still accounts for about 53% of personal assets. So changing this trend is something important. I believe this may be the trigger. We have been in this business earlier than others, and we would like to be by far the number one company. We already have the foundation that can allow us to do that. The number of monthly requests for brochures in December 2016, compared to May last year, when the enactment of Defined Contribution Pension Act happened, is up by 9.4 times. And I have been telling my people to increase more headcount. It was 1.2 trillion market size-wise in March 2016, but it's expected to grow to approximately 6 trillion in the next 10 years. And I believe this estimate is very conservative. We could well surpass 10 trillion. We believe personal financial asset trends are likely to change substantially. The more people who are worried about their future, I think the trend is going to change. With Daiwa Securities Group, we will engage in a capital and business alliance. And we would like to integrate our expertise so that we can offer products with high customer convenience. And we believe that is possible. In this iDeCo market, we believe that SBI Benefit Systems can account for an overwhelming share going forward as we engage in this alliance. For IPOs, we are one of the leading companies for underwritings in the industry. When you look at the ranking for IPO underwritings, 60 companies were listed during this period, and we were able to we engaged for 53 of the cases. Our underwriting share was 88.3%. As for up until Q3, we have underwrote 10 companies. So far, we have started from zero. We're now at 10, and next year our target is to reach 20 companies, which is double. So in this way, we would like to cover not only retail but wholesale or corporate as well. And we would like to increase deposit assets to approximately 50 trillion. And I've been saying this to Mr. Takamura. And things that we are saying need to be fulfilled. For the past 16 years, I've been doing everything that I have committed to do. So that's why I'm talking in this way. When you create a track record, it creates confidence. When you create confidence, you think about bigger things. You're able to envision a bigger picture. This is what I've been doing. So in order to enhance business with financial institutions, we have been strengthening the cooperation with SBI Investment. We have set up a financial institution sales department at SBI Securities. The headcount increased from initially 7 to 16. They are very efficient and very strategic in their activities. It's not just about headcount. It's about higher productivity. That's the most important factor. We've been doing structured bonds. We used to give a large share to foreign affiliated companies, and we were just the distributors. We were the sellers. We were like birds who swallow the fish and then spit it out. And then, by thoroughly utilizing the group's network, strengthening the sales of products towards financial institutional partners who are fintech fund and regional bank value creation funds equity investors, as well as investee regional financial institutions, we are going to change the scheme drastically. And we want to create this kind of scheme overseas as well for FX. We have been licensed now in Hong Kong, and we are currently preparing so that we can start business from February the 17th. The OTC market has the highest liquidity, and we would like to bring it to Japan by creating a system overseas. For SBI Japan Next, now we have 30 securities companies participating. We have extended nighttime trading by moving the starting time forward from 7 p.m. to 4:30, which we will start from February the 1st. We are preparing for the trading of Japanese government bonds on a proprietary trading system. And we would like it subject to approval from relevant authorities, and we plan to start from March 17. And a policy of permitting margin trading on PTS was laid out by the Financial System Council's Working Group on Financial Markets in a report issued in December 2016. Now it's about self-regulation and creating rules, and we are preparing for that. And as soon as possible, we would like to ensure that we get started. Then trading is like the change again. The TSE cannot rest on their laurels. Major financial institutions are already coming to us. They are asking us to sell the systems we are developing. It seems that they are interested in utilizing our systems. Thus, they are making requests. But I am free to opening it up at a reasonable rate. That's what I'm telling my people. The market is public. We shouldn't be monopolizing it. We should make it public so that the market expands. So, to this end, we want the public market to become more advanced. And if the TSE were to fail, like the NYSE, when we face such circumstances, we want the PTS market to be able to serve as an alternative market, and we need to work hard so that we can create that system as soon as possible. Russia is able to intervene with the U.S. presidential elections. That's the times we are in already. And we thought NYSE was secure, but it was impacted. So the world, it's not easy. You need to ensure you have an alternative market. Or if the securities market comes to a halt, that's going to cause dire circumstances. entering bank and insurance businesses with a lower correlation to the stock market, endeavoring to expand their businesses even more. So we started in 1999 with the securities business. Then we entered online banking in September 2007 and 2008, non-life in January. We started life at the same time, but it was too early. So to our partner, AXA Japan, we used to have 60% of shares, but we decided to sell our full investment. And then we were working on strategy, and we decided that we will once again re-enter life insurance when we were prepared. And that was in 2015 May, when we established SBI Life Insurance. We acquired PCA Life Insurance to start off this business, which was a subsidiary of British Prudential. For online securities, we were able to achieve full-year profitability at the start of the service. And for online banking, we were able to turn black in 2 years and 6 months. And for online non-life insurance, too, we were able to turn to the black in 8 years and 2 months. So this was the earliest in each of the industries. The life insurance business was already in the black when we started off, but this was basically an asset management company at the beginning, which we changed. For SBI Sumishin, we are now close to 4 trillion in deposit amount, but we are overwhelming the best in balance of loans. And we set up the operation in 2007, September, for SBI Sumishin. JapanNet started in 2000 October, but they're losing against us. So it's just a matter of time. And also, our SBI insurance business has been growing steadily as well. However, for insurance, policy reserves will increase substantially when you try to grow the insurance business, and you will generate a loss. So we are able to actually grow our customer base even more, but we are trying to well control how the business grows. For non-life insurance and life insurance, if you have to provision policy reserves, it takes about 8 years until you are able to generate profits. The more customers you acquire, the more policy reserves you need to accumulate. However, our dependence on SBI Securities has been declining. It's now at 64.4%. To that end, we are trying to create a system on a group-wide basis where we are not dependent on the fluctuation of the equities market. We would like to grow our businesses even more so that the securities business ratio can come down. Of course, the securities business is doing well as well, so that's a hard thing to do. Next is the banking-related business. Mr. Housing Loan Real is a product we have, and we have this time around tied up with Good Mortgage that operates face-to-face shops that extend lending. They will start handling flat 35 loans as well. So we would like to basically reinforce our housing loan business. And also, we have started the credit card merchant acquiring business too. We have been able to achieve lower merchant fees. For insurance related, so we have started a fire insurance business. We would like to steadily increase this business. Sumishin, SBI Sumishin Net Bank handles a lot of housing loans, so we are planning to sell the insurance product in full scale so that we can grow the business substantially. But once again, we need to accumulate a policy reserve, so we have to be cautious in running this business. So auto insurance first needs to turn to the black, and then we will focus on fire insurance. We need to do it in that order. If we try to do everything at the same time, we will be expanding our losses, and that wouldn't be good. Cumulative total of new loans exceeded will exceed 3.2 trillion in December 2016. And the former SBI Mortgage, which is now called Aruhi, we still own 10.32% of this company, and we would like them to cooperate with us as well. And we would like to make that request as a shareholder. For SBI Life Insurance, we have newly developed a credit life insurance. With this, we are expecting to add premium income corresponding to about 50,000 contracts of the term insurance since next fiscal year. The banks will be selective in this part, but it is a good product. So with confidence, we would like to engage in this business. we will be able to grow this business substantially. And we have implemented a business alliance with M3, Dr. Support, from January the 30th. And we are going to increase the recognition and spreading of treatment at home, including remitting customers between the companies with insertion of banners. So this is an alliance, and alliances will become increasingly important with companies from different industries. Open innovation is the stance we need to have.
And the SSI companies that we have acquired, the three of them are now doing a cross-sell as well as the new product development. And the SBI Iki Iki is now developing the pet insurance, we are aiming to getting an approval for that rather than buying a new SSI company to sell that product. It will be better that we develop and sell pet insurance on our own, and we would like to start it in the first half of the next year. And we would like to use 5-ALA for animals as well. For dogs and the other cats, demand must be great there. Especially, I'm interested in the area where we can use the effective drugs for the human beings, for the animals as well. I did not know that we can use start using a drug for human beings first and then apply the drug to the animals as well. I thought that it's always the reversed course, and we are in the phase two. We are working on the renal the injuries. First, I paid attention to the side effect of the anti-cancer drugs, especially the cancerous anemia. But rather, renal injuries or the failures should be the focus. So we made a shift there. Some cancer drugs cause the problems for kidney. So if we can prove the 5-ALA effective for the renal the injuries, that would be nice. And especially for cats, the renal injuries or failures are common. We have a cat, and we have observed the cat at home. And we should not feed cats foods with too much salt. So now we have come to this conclusion, focusing on the renal failures, and we would like to use 5-ALA for the animals as well. And we are going to establish insurance holding a company within this fiscal year, and we will IPO it. We are going to list the company in the near future. By advancing fintech initiatives, we will endeavor to establish a new era insurance group. And advancing into biotechnology-related business, which is considered a defensive industry. SBI Biotech was established in January 2007, and for the first time, the single year, the profitability was established. In 2007, so much time has passed since then. But this is actually the early case for the pharmaceutical company, which was started from scratch to be profitable in this period of time. And there are three out-licensing the cases with the MedImmune subsidiary of AstraZeneca. That is one of the other cases. And with Kyowa Hakko Kirin and licensing, and Kano Biosciences. We have three out-licensing cases, and for independently, for the psoriasis and the systemic lupus, the erythematosus, or SLE, the so-called the autoimmune the diseases, the too much immunity, and the damage to the body. So such the autoimmune diseases and the other drugs against cancer, and Opdivo is for the other cancers. And our drug can be used for both. On one hand, it's good for cancer to increase the immunity. If it becomes too strong, that could cause a side effect. And Opdivo has actually the very strong side effect. About 10% of the cases that we'll observe side effect, serious ones. GNKS-356, this is with the Japan Agency for Medical Research and Development, or AMET, the consigned the cases, and the maximum subsidy of 200 million yen per fiscal year was received to continue research. And SBI Biotech has brought proprietary platforms concerning plasmacytoid DC, considered as the control tower of the immune theater system, as its drug discovery target. And through the utilization of these unique technologies, the future development of revolutionary cancer and autoimmune disease therapies may be expected. Nutella is using the PDC. And Rockefeller University, the professor who was awarded Nobel Award, and then died right away. And it should have been canceled, maybe, but it was given to that the professor. And also Professor Hanabusa at the Rockefeller University was also involved in this study, that he might could have been the subject to the Nobel Award awards. And the Dr. Arai at the Tokyo University was also involved in this development to create the mechanism for research. So we are going to IPO SBI Biotech separately from its subsidiary, the Quark. With the subsidiary incurring losses, that we cannot the SBI Biotech the put on the market, and the Quark Pharmaceuticals became the subsidiary in December 2010, which will be the spun off the phase three the DGS and Biocon. The Novartis International AG and Biocon, the phase the three. Why it is so expensive? Because they are involved in the clinical trials at the 75 institutions, but the total milestone payments would be $670 million rather, and a part of it was already paid as upfront. So we need to tough it out. For the acute kidney injury, the phase two, clinical trials at 40 institutions, mainly in the US and Germany. Phase two, especially phase three, it's very costly, but without it, we cannot enjoy the huge milestone payments. And once it becomes successful, it is protected by patents, and we can expect the high level of income. In the case of Biocon, India, the clinical trials at 66 institutions in the U.S. and Europe, and the first dosage was started in June 23rd, 2016, and the results are yet to be seen. As I mentioned earlier, as the other Quark, with Novartis and with Biocon, they are accumulating the development the expenses, about $72 million for fiscal year 2017, but it will decrease to $37 million level in 2019. So with that, biotech-related investment will run its course. And if it becomes successful, then we will have a huge milestone and a payment exceeding significantly the expenses. So it's a challenge. But we have come through phase two and phase three, and that means that the possibility of the success is improving. And since Cork has two products at the phase three stage in its drug discovery pipeline, it has satisfied the conditions for a public offering on the Nasdaq market, continuing discussions with several securities firms in preparation for IPO on the U.S. And we now have a very good idea about the counterpart in the Nasdaq market, including preparations such as IPO application documentation. And we are preparing the documents for the SBI Biotech as well as Cork's IPOs. Five other related business. There's some good news now. It's about Oxford University. Finally, phase two clinical trial using five other is about to start at the hospitals in Oxford and Birmingham. The market expected to be huge for cardiac ischemia reperfusion injury. And we are going to check the effectiveness of five other for this disease, and it's expected to be very effective. By administering five other before surgery, we can change the metabolism of myocardial cells, preventing cardiac ischemia reperfusion injury. So for after the heart bypass surgery, which even if the surgery itself is successful, because of the cardiac output, the patients could suffer, and sometimes the cerebral failure that could happen, and stopping the flow of blood. So the result, success rate of the surgery would improve. So the five other will be administered 5 days before the surgery, 1,500 milligrams in the U.K. That is the maximum available dosage. So there's no problem for the toxic the concerns, and it is even much safer than the vitamin C administration. And phase one was in the U.S., so now we are ready to move on to phase two. The diagnostic agent, the phase three was completed and planning to submit for approval for the urinary bladder and the peritoneal dissemination of gastric cancer. This is with the Osaka University. And for drug treatment, the cancer chemotherapy-induced nephropathy, the cisplatin, the common, the drug which could cause the nephropathy. And as to mitochondrial disease, the phase two is completed, and now we can either go to phase three or the complete with the phase two. It is already designated as the orphan drug. That we will make a decision whether we will go for out-licensing for mitochondrial disease, the drug application, and already there are some entities interested in out-licensing. And as to mitochondrial disease, the babies die after 16 months or so. It's if the five other can make such babies live longer, that will be a huge success. The market itself is not so big, but there was no drug for this disease. So it would be significant to satisfy such niche needs. And as to photodynamic therapy, PDT, we talked about PDD, the photodynamic diagnostic agent. But for the therapy, we also have photodynamic therapy application. The brain tumors, about 3 or 4 centimeters in size, brain tumor, which is not operable. You make a hole into the brain, and of course, the patient is administered with the other 5 hours before the surgery, and there were some successful cases in Munich University and Osaka University, and now we are already in the phase two. The therapeutic drugs for diabetes and malaria infection to Neo Pharma in UAE, and there are more requests for the out-licensing for brain tumor as well, and for the photonomic in Germany, already 2 drugs launched, the agnetic keratosis called Alakea, could find the wider range of applications. For example, the athletes' feet. And if that becomes possible, the market will expand. The SBI Aila-Fonken and Neo Pharma collaboration, the 49% from SBI Aila-Fonken and 51% from Neo Pharma to establish SBI Neo Pharma FZ LLC. Regarding profits, it's 50-50. The overseas sales of the pharmaceuticals using 5-ALA therapeutic drugs for diabetes, malaria infection, and diagnostic agent for cancer treatment to be developed by Neo Pharma. The production basis, Cosma ALA was acquired, and the Mitsubishi, the related the producer of the 5-ALA was also acquired. And so the production sites are now under the control of Neo Pharma. And this company is also having the business relationships with the 6 global mega pharmaceuticals, producing their generic drugs. They have the licensed production with those 6 companies. And the management of this company are all Indian, located in Abu Dhabi, and supported by Sheikh, the royal family. And this entity has a hospital with 4 million patient visits per year. It's called NMC Health PLC, listed on the London Stock Exchange. And once this hospital produces the 5-ALA administration, then that could spread out easily over the country. And now we have 40 patents, and up until the end of 2014, 20 patents, and some of them are in collaboration with some other entities, and 25 patents in total overseas. Those are the patents by SBI Pharmaceuticals, and the number of stores offering health foods containing 5-ALA are now around 10,000 stores, the big chain stores. Almost all of them are selling them. The ALA Plus two down since the launch of the product, the number of the stores increased significantly. And a collaboration with Rise Up and launch leveraging their promotional know-how. And we launched a supplement containing 5-ALA, and it's called Active and Pristi for Rise Up members. And of course, they use a license, so they have some promotional activities to increase the level of awareness. From the 6.0% in March 2016, awareness of 5-ALA has improved to 10.6% in October 2016, and we would like to achieve 20% awareness by March 2017, and 70% within 3 years. That was the commitment by the president of Rise Up. And for that, We have to do some work on our own so that we can launch second, third foods with function claims, helping relieve hangovers and fatigue with Hiroshima University. And they are now working on this one, and we are going to launch around October 2017, male menopause and fertility improvement by Junten University fiscal year, and it's going to be launched in the fiscal year 2017, and improvement in the kinetic capacity in Junten University fiscal year 2018. And for the in collaboration with the Dr. Ito, the KO, they are also working on the muscle related application. And now we are expanding our the global business in Asia and other parts of the world for the financial business, the various collaborations and the tie-ups and the capital relationships, expanding our network. And currently, in Japan, interest rate is negative, and the Japanese market is completely matured market. So we would like to invest more in high growth economies using the low interest rate, the Japanese the market situation. And now we have 48.1% in Asia as a share of investment. And as to arbitrage opportunities, for example, the other day, Minister of the Ministry of Finance of Sri Lanka came, and the Vice Governor also from the same country gave a lecture, and I had a dinner with him. And the SBI Securities started the sales of the T-bill of the Sri Lankan government with the 10.14% rather, as expected yield to sell it to the affluent the market. And the 60% the online subsidiary SBI Thai Online, they said that they did not have enough the fund, we could easily lend money with a low rate in Japan, so that they can leverage the high growth in the Asian countries. So such arbitrage will be our biggest the focuses in Indonesia. We are also thinking about similar initiative, expanding the network value, collaborating with external companies. What is the network value? My definition is as follows. By offering information goods services that possess a high degree of customer convenience to internal and external customers, cultivate added value for our customers. So it's not about only our customers. Our partners' customers, we need to help increase value added for such external customers as well. That is the definition of the network value. In the past, it's all about our own customers when we offer information, goods, and services. But now we are expanding that effort. In particular, our focus is with the financial institutions, both at home and abroad. Over 30 companies, including 28 regional banks, the financial institutions that have invested in the FinTech Fund, and the partner financial institutions in the market-induced business, 7 companies, including 4 regional banks, or financial institutions adopting apps, 67 companies, including 32 regional banks. So we have various relationships in different areas, and we are going to further deepen those relationships to realize win-win relationships. So how are we going to expand it? The FinTech Fund, we established it with 30 billion yen, and the 28 regional banks are the investors, which include the Mizuho and SoftBank, of course. And investment destination, the anticipating investing in 100 or more venture companies with superior technology in the fintech field. We have already decided to invest into 36 companies with 10.7 billion. And in addition, 10 billion from SBI Holdings. And the 20.7 billion yen are going to be invested. And now we have covered the most promising ones, and probably the new promising ones will also be covered.
So in various areas, we are making diverse investment, and I just want to show the scope or the realm of fintech is very broad. And planning the establishment of a new fund for regional financial institutions to increase their corporate value. Target fund size is 100 billion yen. The person in charge is putting full efforts on collecting the fund, and it's steadily moving forward. And if we're able to realize this, we'll be able to do more various things. The example of SBI Group support is to strengthen sourcing and expand variety of products through an alliance with SBI Money Plaza, providing SBI Group's variety of asset management products, providing opportunities for overseas investments and lending by leveraging the group's overseas network. And the SBI Group and fintech companies proposed to investee banks, a new financial business utilizing technologies via the fund. So about five regional banks gathering with us, and let's invest in Indonesia Bank A. And we got a certain margin. And if the operation is left to us, then we'll be able to raise this company into a money-making company. You cannot do that on your own. Even with us alone, we won't be able to get a large percentage. But if we do it together, we can realize it. The mega banks, the large financial institutions, are doing that right now. And with us, together with the partners, let's do it together. And the profit will be divided evenly. That's the story behind this. And the alliance with Japan IBM is very meaningful. SBI Fintech Incubation Company Limited. It is a joint venture with Japan IBM, but actually, in fact, the headquarters in the United States signed all necessary documents and myself too. And then this joint venture was realized. IBM usually does not establish joint ventures. This is an extremely rare case. And we have done that in the past, the joint venture with PIMCO. PIMCO was known to not go into joint venture business, but they established a joint venture with us. So that's a fact. So it's extremely rare with a fintech company or the designated or designated fintech companies. Elemental technology will be incorporated in there, and IBM have several percent of interest in the regional financial institutions. For example, NTT Data and regional financial institutions. IBM has this two major regions that these businesses want. And the people who know this will realize that this joint venture is an amazing joint venture. It's actually an epoch-making type of joint venture. In an effort to promote financial institutions' fintech services, FBI proposed a sort of service developed by the group's investee fintech companies. For example, to your company, for companies who have not showed their products nationwide, e-commerce merchant, they will immediately be able to create an e-commerce platform. We'll provide that platform. And through crowdfunding, the merchants who need the money or the local community type of businesses, we will provide the support like music securities as a package, a full package. We will propose or provide these services. Or we have a collaboration in promoting the regional currencies with regional financial institutions. And what's important is to add a premium to that. Let's say we go to regional and financial institutions and 10,000 yen is changed into a regional currency, and then we get back 10,500 yen and as a premium. How are we going to get that 500 yen? Oh, we need to be clever on that. and transaction and lending, how we provide financing. The screening algorithm is very important, so we will provide our algorithm or make it opened. So this is true open innovation. And we are going to centrally provide a domestic and cross-border payment. And we are doing a demonstration test, having a target of completion in March 2017. And this will be an IPA making too. And API, this application programming interface, this concept, it's important, same as the open innovation within the fintech world. With various technology, I think immediately this technology should be disclosed. I think we're first that have made this API opened within the Japanese financial institutions. We will be creating API. This economic zone is too obsolete. Just thinking things in economic zones is too obsolete, and the points become too high if we think that way. Thorough undertaking rigorous cost reduction in the group, strengthening earnings capacity. We have set a brilliant cut initiative, saying designed to be the most beautiful and brilliant type of diamond, having 58 facets. I did say that polished thoroughly to have these 58 facets brilliant and glitterly and sparkle. And we did that in a phase one. A phase two is from April 2011. And phase three, we started from March 2012. And we contributed through this phase for selection and concentration. And we have SBI, a non-life insurance, and we have SBI REMIT. They have contributed a lot. REMIT has largely grown. And within the selection concentration, we have divested or sold the subsidiaries companies, or the ones that cannot go into the core business, we said, let's sell them. And with that, we were able to recover over 64 billion yen. And for the real estate, we have sold 17.8 billion yen. So together, it was over 80 billion that was recovered. And next is to largely rigorously reduce the system development cost. And made a better IT solutions, the company SBI Bits. And the total number of employees is 291. What we need to focus here in terms of employees, that 181 are highly skilled foreign IT section staffs, meaning that that is equivalent to 62% of the employees are foreign skilled IT staff. So this, can you find any other Japanese organization that is this diverse other than a foreign capital company? So that's what I want to say. And therefore, these staffs are coming up with wonderful ideas continuously, and the cost is continuously reduced, and good products are coming out. And within this process, the vendors for system development within SBI Securities, we largely reduced the number of them. In December 2015, it was 31, and in June 2016, it was 15, and currently it's 6. Usually it's difficult to do, but we have continuously reduced the development cost. And during that process, the investment is increasing, but we put our full efforts to reduce it as much as possible. Compared to March 2016, within next fiscal year, we are going to at least further reduce it at least 20%. And by reducing these number of vendors and costs, our revenue will increase, largely actualizing intrinsic corporate value and endeavoring to further enhance shareholder returns. We are going to list them to make it clear. And this is the strategy that's listed here regarding the group subsidiary companies. You can read it later on your leisure. And they were from prohibiting the parent and child listing at one time, but then after that, there was the parent-child listing of Japan Post Group. See, they were able to have the parent-child listing, so we thought, then why don't we do it also? From the establishment of the group, I have been listing 12 companies and using the proceeds of listing these companies and have further grown the group business. Moving forward, the list of subsidiaries that are considering listing is SBI Capital Management, Intermediate Holding Company Asset Management Business, SBI Ella Hong Kong, which is a bio-related business, SBI Fintech Solutions, aggregated fintech-related companies within the group, insurance holding company. We are planning to establish it and list it, and SBI Biotech and Quark that I have mentioned before. These are the subsidiaries that are considered to be listed. So you can imagine that quite of an amount of proceeds will be generated, and that can be allocated to further investments and further growth. And in terms of a shareholders' return, in fact, the conventional shareholders' return, we have the 40% as a dividend payout ratio. And this total shareholder return ratio in fiscal year 2015 is 42.2%. So saying a target is confusing. So we are going to say that 40% of the ratio will be the floor. And with this, March 2016 is 45 yen for the dividend. And we have the commemorative dividend of 5 yen. Share repurchase amount up to now is already 5 billion, and aim for 10 billion, and now it's 5 billion. So we'll see how much more we can repurchase. Sorry, I exceeded my time by 10 to 15 minutes, but now I would like to open the floor for questions. Thank you very much for your kind attention for long term.